Sunglasses are cool. They're also sight savers. Just ask CNN's Anderson Cooper, who temporarily went blind in one eye after an all-day assignment that took him to the waters of Portugal.
So exactly what happened, and could it happen to you? Here to answer some questions, Dr. Natasha Herz. She's an ophthalmologist with Washington Adventist Hospital. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Anderson Cooper was on a 60 Minutes assignment when the sun glare affected his sight. Explain what exactly happened to him.
You know, from the reports, it sounds like he has his eye patch shut. So he could have had a retinal burn from the sunshine, but he could have also had keratitis, which is a sunburn to the surface of the eye.
What happens with that? How long does it take for a retina burn or a sunburn to the eye to happen?
Well, it usually only happens if somebody is actually staring at the sun or looking at a solar eclipse without eye protection. But it sounds like he was out actually on the water with some of the reflection off the water, too, to contribute to that. And I have heard of people getting a retinal burn from that.
Are retina burns from spending a day on the water common?
No, not that common, especially since you usually have to be staring directly into the sun to get it.
Will there be permanent damage to either of the conditions you suggested?
The solar keratitis, which is the sunburn to the surface of the eye, that should heal within a couple of days. The surface of the eye regenerates rather quickly with some lubrication and with patching the eye shut. However, the retinal burn, there's no treatment for that. You just have to watch and wait, and hopefully it's supposed to show improvement or maximal improvement within 3 to 6 months after the injury, with most people getting vision back in the level of 20/25 to 20/40. But it can be as bad as 20/200, which is legally blind.
Let's talk about sunglasses. Are all sunglasses equal?
No, they're not. And unfortunately, with a lot of ones that just really look good, people don't always make sure that they have the UVA and UVB blocking in them. And it's the UVB that is really key.
So we need to look at sunglass labels. And we also need to consider not just what happened to Anderson Cooper, which may not be that common, but what can happen to us after a lifetime of going around without sunglasses. Can you explain that?
Well, the life over a person's lifetime, they do get a certain amount of UV exposure to their eyes anyway, and that, depending on how much of that you get, it can cause early onset cataracts. So that's the sort of accumulation over a lifetime. More pertinent to this time of the year, you have to really watch out if you're going to be outside snow skiing or skating on the ice, because you can get that reflection, and that's called snow blindness, but that's exactly the same thing that happened to Anderson Cooper, even though it was on the water.
Any other advice for us?
If you're going to get cataract surgery, get an ocular implant that has the UVA and UVB protection in it, which is what I use.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good. Killed two birds with one stone there. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Herz.
You're welcome.
That's Dr. Natasha Herz. She's an ophthalmologist with Washington Adventist Hospital.